Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much. This is 1050B, the guest segment. We have a wonderful guest for you today, Dr. Deb Matthew, who wrote the book, Why Can't I Keep Up Anymore? A Guide to Regaining Energy, Focus, Peak Physical and Sexual Performance for Men Over 50. So it sounds like all of us who are men over 50 need this book, since none of us can keep up anymore. Why Can't I Keep Up Anymore by Deb Matthew. The program, as usual, is brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You want supplements personalized to your needs and your diet? Just take the free online assessment at personanutrition.com, and you can find out. You can even talk to a dietitian, all free and easy to use. personanutrition.com. So, Dr. Matthew, thank you very much for coming on. Tell us what inspired you to write the book.
Well, you know, I went through some health challenges that caused me to change how I practice medicine. I was finding that the regular, you know, medicines that I was being given weren't helping me. And I discovered this whole idea of wellness, in part, actually, to some of the work that you've done. And I started mainly treating women for hormone issues because that was what I had been through personally. And I was getting these ladies feeling better. They were getting their libido back. They were feeling younger. They were feeling good about themselves. And they started coming back in and saying, hey, Dr. Deb, do you work with men? Because my husband can't keep up with me anymore. And so I had to find solutions for their spouses, too. So we started treating more and more men over the years. And we're really finding that men don't love to come to the doctor. And sometimes they sort of suffer in silence. But there's so much that can be done to get guys feeling better, too.
And so talk to us about what the basic program is. How do you, when you see a guy who says, I'm a lot slower or a lot less energy than I used to have, or maybe I don't have as much sexual energy as I used to have, what's the program and how do you go about evaluating them? And what's in the book? And by the way, the website that you can find out more is signaturewellness.org, signaturewellness.org.
Yeah, well, we always want to look at somebody from a holistic approach, right, where we're looking at the whole person. And so we want to think about lifestyle factors. We want to think about hormone balance and gut health and how toxins in the environment are affecting someone. But one of the things that is true for men, just like it is true for women, is that we go through these predictable changes with age with our hormones. And for women, it's kind of obvious sometimes. We get these hot flashes and we get menstrual changes and it's a little bit in our face. And so we're more aware of it. But for men, these changes happen much more gradually. They kind of creep up on you. And one day you sort of wake up and, you know, just don't feel the same as you used to. And what I hear a lot of men say when they come in is, you know, I don't feel good, I'm achy, whatever their complaints are. But what they commonly say is, but maybe it's just my age. I hear that all the time. Maybe it's just my age. I'm getting older. I'm not supposed to feel like I'm 18 anymore. And while that's true and things do change with age, we shouldn't accept that. You know, we've had two presidents who've been over the age of 70. They're still going. We want you to feel vigorous and energetic no matter what your age. And there are a lot of things that we can do to help bring that back if that's not really how you're feeling at the moment.
And so are there approaches you use? What do you start with? In other words, the book is, I should say, laid out very nicely, and it really starts with an introduction and then goes through why is testosterone important, and then it goes through treatments for that, and then it goes through lifestyle changes, and then other supplements, etc. So it's in a very readable fashion and a very nice layout fashion. Again, you can find out more about it at signaturewellness.org. And the book is appropriately titled, Why Can't I Keep Up Anymore?
Yeah, so one of the things that we find often in men who just aren't feeling as good as they should, feeling older than their age, is that testosterone levels often do go down with age. And when men have low testosterone, they can often feel more tired. They can have difficulty with mood, so anxiety, depression. And, you know, for men who are feeling depressed, we often treat that, of course, with antidepressants. But if the real problem is low testosterone, sometimes those antidepressants don't really work as well. Whereas if we could optimize hormone levels, it can really make a big difference. Testosterone is important for memory. It's really important for motivation, feeling like getting up and, you know, going for that walk and doing the things that you know that are good for you. It affects muscle strength. It affects sexual function. It can affect our weight. So men can gain weight when testosterone is low. And there are medical problems that can come up too, like greater risks for obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and dementia. And it's a matter of getting a blood test done to find out if your testosterone is where it needs to be or not. And then if not, there are things that can be done to treat it. But it's also, I think, really important to talk about why does testosterone levels go down. So of course, age is one of the factors, but there are a lot of other things that can cause testosterone levels to become low that I think men really need to know about. So one of those things is an unhealthy diet. If you're eating a lot of sugar, processed foods, starchy carbohydrates, and not really getting the good healthy vitamins and minerals that your body needs, that is one of the causes for low testosterone. And especially for men who have diabetes. Men who have diabetes have a greater risk of low testosterone. The diabetes creates low testosterone. And the flip side of this is true too. Men who have low testosterone are at greater risk of developing diabetes. Sometimes it's a little bit of a chicken and the egg. I'm not sure we always know which one is the cause and which one is the result, but there's an important correlation. So for men who are diabetic, if we can optimize their testosterone levels, it can actually help them get into better blood sugar control, which of course is so important for many, many aspects of health. And one more really important factor in low testosterone is toxins in our environment. So chemicals that are found in plastics, in pesticides, there, many, many of these chemicals are what we call hormone disruptors, which means that they interfere with how hormones function in our body, and they can actually interfere with testosterone levels in men of any age.
Now, let me ask, is there a simple, other than a blood test, is there a simple way of telling your beard isn't like it used to be or something else or hair is falling out? Is there some other way of looking at your testosterone?
Yeah. So you are right that body hair can be diminished. So your beard doesn't grow as much or less hair on your legs, that kind of thing. But another really good just marker is morning erections. So for men who are no longer experiencing morning erections, that can be a sign of low testosterone. And that would be a reason to speak up to your doctor and think about being tested. And another one is really like loss of interest in sex. If that's really, if libido has changed, that's another marker that, you know, maybe it's time to get this checked out.
And when you get a testosterone level, how variable are they? Are they pretty stable? Do you have to get them at a certain time of day or night? Or is there, how do you do that?
Best to get it done in the morning because testosterone levels do vary over the course of the day, and the morning is when they'll be at their highest. So that's the recommended. And I also recommend getting a little bit more than just a testosterone level. There's both free and total testosterone, which are two different ways of looking at testosterone. Also, I actually recommend getting an estrogen level done because one of the things that I see is for all of us, men and women, we can take testosterone and convert it over into estrogen. And for some of us, that happens more. So for men, some men take the testosterone their bodies produce, flip it into estrogen. So now their estrogen level goes up and their testosterone level goes down. That doesn't feel good. That can cause a prostate to grow. That interferes with erectile function. But if we just measured testosterone, found it was low, gave you more testosterone, then we can just cause more estrogen. It can cause weight gain, fluid retention, irritability, and you just don't get the results that you want. So men feel like I tried testosterone, but didn't really help me. And in fact, it may have been because of this problem with estrogen. And this conversion to estrogen is, more common in men who are obese and carry their weight around their belly and in men who are diabetic.
Now, and one of the questions people will probably always ask you is the little blue pill or is Viagra or it's similar drugs the only thing men can do for erectile dysfunction, or does testosterone help that as well?
You know, testosterone can help. So men who are low in testosterone often have problems with erectile function, and restoring testosterone can help, but it's not always enough, and it's not always the main problem. For men, the main problem is that the blood vessels that are bringing blood into the penis are tiny. They can get gunked up with plaque, just like blood vessels in the rest of your body, but because they're tiny, it doesn't take a lot to interfere with blood flow. So erectile dysfunction can be an important marker of possible heart disease. So it's important for men to know that. But there are newer treatments that we can use to restore function so that you don't always need to take the little blue pill. And one of those treatments is acoustic wave therapy or sound wave therapy, which is a treatment that's done in a doctor's office. And it uses sound waves to break up the microplaque and to improve blood flow for stronger erections. And for men, especially men who are just starting to have problems, it works really, really nicely. And often it can restore function so that the pills are no longer necessary.
So that's something called Gaines wave. Is that what you said?
That's right. Yes. It's a treatment that is been used for about 14 years. There's more and more data behind it. It's similar technology is used to help repair ligaments and in musculoskeletal injuries, but we're finding that it works really nicely for erectile function. And, you know, if I can just slide one more thing in here about stress. Stress is another really important cause of low testosterone for men and a really important cause for ED, because when you're stressed and you've got all those cortisol, which is your main stress hormone, and adrenaline, all of those things coursing through your system, it really shuts down testosterone production and also shuts down erectile function. And so stress management, you know, going for a walk, doing the kinds of things that can help reduce stress, both can help restore testosterone and also is important for healthy erectile function.
I can't thank you enough for coming on and talking about this, Deborah. We're talking with Dr. Deb Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, a physician, and the website that will talk more about the book, Why Can't I Keep Up Anymore? And even a way of getting to see her. It's a guide to regaining energy, focus, and peak physical and sexual performance for men over 40 is signaturewellness.org, signaturewellness.org. Thanks very much for coming on, and thank you for downloading us. This is episode 1050B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, as usual, your host, and Caitlin is our engineer. Thank you, Caitlin. But I should remind you, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can find supplements or what you're missing from your diet, if anything, to know what you should gain more of in your diet by going to personanutrition.com and taking the free online assessment, and you can talk to a dietitian. It's all for free. Thanks very much for them sponsoring us. Thanks very much for you clicking on their personanutrition.com enough so that they keep sponsoring us and allowing us to have wonderful guests like Dr. Deb Matthew. Why can't I keep up anymore? Thanks again. We'll be back next week. The B's are always the guest segment, 1050B, 1050A. You'll want to see that because we talked about that new Alzheimer's drug approval that's now selling for $56,000 a year. Should you consider it, or is it just a forerunner, or does it really work just because it decreases inflammation? We'll talk more about that. That's on the A, 1050A, and we'll be back next week with another great guest and another medical news of the week. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.